behind you, like it should be.
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Give the whole story behind you and just move on now.
Yeah, I think we played an excellent football team. So it was a great defense we faced. I'm proud of the way our guys prepared this week. And, I think over the years we've had a lot of distractions from week to week. And this team and our coach has always done a great job of keeping us focused and trying to make sure that the most important thing that we're doing in terms of preparation is what we're really taking care of. So if you handle your preparation and your work ethic and your attitude, and then you come out here and you try to play the best you can. And you'd hate to be distracted during the week and then come out and not play so well. And I think this team did a nice job the last few weeks of putting some distractions behind us and realizing that the most important thing is coming out and trying to win football games.
Teddy Bruschi talked about the fact he cares about the logo, and he said that this game was his most satisfying win as a Patriot. Can you talk about where it sits with you?
Well, we've won quite a few big games around here, so this I think you just, like I said, you just focus on the task at hand. And if we were to listen to everything that everybody said and respond, there's just too many battles to fight. You know, there's only one battle that I care about, and that's playing football and performing well. And we can control that. And you just can't go out and respond to everything that everybody says about you. There's not enough hours in the day, especially after you've been winning over, for the last 6 or 7 years. So, do we have a lot of goodwill built up toward this team? It's funny because, after the first Super Bowl, everyone's like, oh, yeah, it's great. What a great thing to come out as a team. And after the second Super Bowl, it's like, yeah, all right, you guys are pretty good. And then the third one, it was like, oh, we're sick of you guys. So we know that, but we still have a lot of fun coming in and playing for Coach Belichick, who I've said this so many times, I think we're all lucky to play for him because he's the best. There's no question. I haven't played for a lot of other head coaches, but I couldn't imagine anyone being as disciplined as he is and getting us prepared to play. So, I hope our fans realize how lucky they have it, because there's not a lot of teams in the NFL that are like this. And I don't mean that in an arrogant way. I just mean it that we just go out and I think this is about a team, and it's about believing in the other guys in the locker room and going out and playing hard together. And after the second game of the year, I'm proud of the way that we performed. We got a long way to go, and we got a lot of improvements to make. But after two games, at least I like the way we're heading.
How did insinuations that this somehow tarnishes all that you've accomplished in the 6 or 7 years? How did that make you feel personally?
Like I said, there's just too many battles to fight. I mean, I know the truth. I mean, I know what I believe, and that's all that's really important. So everyone who's been around here knows that, and hopefully everyone who follows us, they realize that. But if you don't, then who really cares? Because it's been proof for 7 years. I mean, we've been proving people for 7 years it's been the same thing. So, we're not changing what we do. We're going out there, and we're trying to go out and execute the best we can against a great football team like San Diego, who we struggled with so much last year. And we went out, and we had a great game plan, and we went out and executed it. I don't think we executed perfect. I think there's plenty of things we need to do to improve. A turnover, it would cost us points. We get the ball on the 25-yard line in the first quarter, no points. There's plenty of things we need to improve, and that's why we're going to come in and get back to work tomorrow.
I guess the team like San Diego, how important was it for a quick start and not try to?
Well, I mean, they played pretty well, I think, in the second half. I mean, they moved the ball offensively, and we're just trying to score more points than they are. And I think we got off to a fast start, which we were talking about all week. This is a very physical team that plays with a lot of energy, and coming out there and putting a touchdown on the board the first drive. I love the way we played in the second half, a 93-yard drive there in the third and fourth quarter was great. I mean, if we can just keep doing that, I think we'd all be happy where we end up.
Tom, I'm sure when you win Super Bowls, you're aware of making history. Does this past week taint the history at all? I mean, that's really the crux of the issue, I think.
Like I said, I I just concern myself with my own attitude and what I can control, just as my teammates do and just as my coach does. And that's why we come out and we're well prepared. And I just don't feel like I ever need to respond to what people say or think, because they're going to think that way anyway. So it's just not something that's worth the energy. I mean, it just the energy. I don't care what people think about our hard work. I don't. I know I count on my teammates to work hard, and I know I show up and prepare as hard as I can, but why do I care if anybody thinks I work hard or not? I don't. I can go home and sleep well at night knowing that I did the best I can, and there's times where it doesn't look so good, and that's when you don't sleep so good. But you just go out and you try to do the best you can do, and you put as much as you can in the off-season program and training camp and all the hours that we put in. I mean, there's no, you know, home video that follows us around, so no one would understand anyway. So we're just going to, like I said, we're not going to respond to what everyone says. It's pointless. So we're just going to go out and try to play the best we can, the one statement we can make a week, which is when we play.
Tom, you offer any perspective on what this game may have meant to Bill?
I don't know. He'd be better to ask.
What did you guys say to him the last match of the game? I heard you said some few words to Bill. Not you specifically, the players. You got a game ball and you guys said something.
Yeah, we're all lucky to play for him. I mean, he's the best coach, probably in the history of the NFL, and that says a lot. But it's fun for us to come and sit on that side, looking up at him, knowing what he's all about. And I mean, he doesn't sit here and give away a lot of information and talk about injuries and everything that probably everyone wants to know. But that's for us. I mean, that's for the players, and he protects us because he wants us to have the best advantage every single week that we take the field. And if you want the information, you figure it out. But he's not going to offer it up because, you know, we scour what they're saying and what they're talking about and all the press clips, and he reads those to us. And, you know, we understand the psyche of the opponent. And he gave us a great talk last night talking about, you know, the Chargers. You know, they won last week 14-3 against Chicago. But, you know, they had a short field goal block. They had a, you know, probably a bad call that was made on an offside. They were going in for a touchdown. They finished the game on the 6-yard. It could have been a 31-3 game against the Bears. And he doesn't paint a picture like this is terrible. He said, this is what we've got to do to win. And, you know, we respect that. And it's not rah-rah and, you know, show movies and stuff like that. He comes in, he says, this is what we need to do to win. And if you do it, you know, we're going to win. And if you don't, we're going to lose. And he just gets straight to the point. And he don't waste our time, we don't waste his. And there's not enough time in the day to waste, yeah, especially when you're trying to play in this league, which is so competitive, against great teams like, you know, for San Diego, for example.
Tom, was it nice to see the fans applaud him the way they did before the game? Was it?
Yeah, that was great. That was great. He deserves it.
Tom, how satisfying was it to do it against a quality team? You had a quality team that's done a lot of talking about the Patriots.
Yeah, and we... You know, once again, I think you control what you can control. And we played the Jets last week, and they were a team we struggled with at times last year. San Diego we struggled with since I've been playing them. So it's a quality opponent, and we've got a quality opponent next week in Buffalo that we struggled with last year. And I think as you look down the schedule, it keeps rolling through, and it's a long year. And we got to bring the same energy this week that we brought last week. And whatever comes up, we know that we're just going to stay focused on the task at hand.
Tom, any poetic justice, 38-14 this week, same as last week?
I didn't realize that. Probably, I don't know. I like that. I mean, I certainly like the outcome. So I wish it was more. But 38-14 is very satisfying. But we got to come back. And like I said, it's not like this week has any bearing on what happens next week. And next week is going to be an entirely different opponent with new challenges and new strengths and weaknesses, and we're going to have to work hard to find those out.
Final question. Tom, is it any surprise that you've been able to make, you know, the transition to the new core wide receiver so easily? You know, 8 catches again for Randy. But
has it been easy? It ain't easy. I promise you that. It's not easy for anybody, and those guys are working extremely hard to through training camp, and some of those guys have been out. So I'm glad we make it look easy if that's what it looks like, but I know it's very challenging, especially the secondary that we face tonight with two very good corners. And we're going to, like I said, I hope we continue to make improvement. So I look forward to it. Thanks, guys.